You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Awakened Bible Ministries, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Your host, Jeff Fish, is a Christian social media influencer, the author of 30 Days of Patience, and a passionate teacher of God's Word. After years of feeling spiritually asleep, Jeff experienced a powerful awakening that transformed his faith and revealed his calling to share the gospel and equip others to walk fully in God's light. Today, we're beginning our study of the teaching ministry within the fivefold calling, exploring what the Bible says a true teacher is beyond the idea of just delivering information. Our key verses today comes from Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, which say, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." And now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. We are stepping into a brand new week of our five-fold ministry series. And this week, we are focusing on the teaching ministry. This is a role that is both powerful and dangerous. Powerful because God uses teachers to shape minds, hearts, and destinies. Dangerous because mishandling God's word can cause people to stumble, leading to eternal consequences. I want to start off this week with James chapter 3, verse 1, which gives a sobering reminder right out of the gate. It says, "Do not become teachers in large numbers, my brothers, since you know that we who are teachers will incur a stricter judgment." This is God's way of saying, don't run into this calling casually. A teacher's words have the power to either anchor someone in the truth or shipwreck their faith. So God holds teachers to a higher standard. And that's why this week is so important. We are going to see what God says a teacher truly is, how they function, the examples that we have in Scripture, and the weight of their responsibility, the importance of guarding sound doctrine, and how their role strengthens the church. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, which comes from the Great Commission, Jesus says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." Now here's what I want you to notice. Jesus didn't just tell his disciples to teach. He told them to teach people to follow all that I commanded you. That's a critical distinction. Teaching is not just about passing along information. It's about leading people to obedience. You haven't fully taught until the person you're teaching understands and applies this truth. A biblical teacher is not satisfied with someone simply knowing the right answer. They want that truth to shape the person's life. The goal is transformation, not just information. Now, next, I want to take you to Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 26, where we meet Apollos. Now, a Jew named Apollos, an Alexandrian by birth, an eloquent man, came to Ephesus, and he was proficient in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he was accurately speaking and teaching things about Jesus, although he was only acquainted with the baptism of John. And he began speaking boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God more accurately to him. Apollos is an excellent example of the teaching gift at work. He was eloquent, he knew the scriptures, and he was passionate about teaching the truth as he understood it. But here's what's powerful. When Priscilla and Aquila saw that his understanding was incomplete, they didn't embarrass him publicly. They took him aside and taught him more accurately. And Apollos, instead of being defensive, received the correction and grew as a teacher. This shows us something vital. A true teacher is both confident in the truth that they know and humble enough to be corrected and learn more. If you stop learning, you stop leading effectively in the teaching ministry. In Luke chapter 4, verses 31 and 32, we get a glimpse of Jesus in the role of teacher. And he came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and he was teaching them on the Sabbath. And they were amazed at his teaching, because his message was delivered with authority. The people were amazed, not because Jesus had clever illustrations or used advanced vocabulary, but because he taught with authority. He wasn't recycling opinions or quoting human traditions. He was delivering the living word of God as the Son of God. That's an essential mark of a biblical teacher. They speak with the authority of God's word, not the authority of their personality. This authority doesn't come from a seminary degree, a social media following, or a speaking circuit. It comes from being rooted in the scripture and anointed by the Holy Spirit to declare them. And here's where this gets interesting. Teaching is both a gift and an office in the body of Christ. Romans chapter 12, verses 6 and 7 list teaching among the grace gifts. However, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them properly. If it is teaching, in the act of teaching. This means some believers may have the spiritual gift of teaching and operate in various capacities: Bible studies, mentoring, children's ministry, without holding an official fivefold office of teacher. But in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, we see that the teacher is one of the five governmental gifts given for the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. This means that the office of the teacher carries a broader responsibility, shaping doctrine, training believers, and safeguarding the church against false teaching. Now, on that note, a true teacher must be committed to rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a worker who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Accuracy matters to God. Inaccurate teaching isn't just a mistake. It can mislead people, distort their view of God, and damage their faith. This is why preparation is so important for a teacher. It's not about crafting a catchy sermon title or finding a funny story to keep people interested. Preparation means digging deep, studying scripture in its context, understanding historical background, examining the original language, and comparing scripture with scripture. But preparation is also spiritual. Seeking the Holy Spirit's guidance so that the message is not just correct, but alive. And furthermore, teaching in the kingdom is not about impressing people. It's about imparting truth that will set them free. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5, "And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of mankind, but on the power of God." A good teacher doesn't want people saying, "Wow, what a great sermon." They want people saying, "Wow, what a great Savior." Now, as we continue, we have to talk about the humility required to be a teacher. Remember Apollos? He was willing to learn more accurately. That humility keeps a teacher safe from pride. Pride is one of the most dangerous traps for anyone in ministry, but especially for teachers. Knowledge can puff us up if we're not careful. A teacher must always remember that what they know is a gift from God, given for the good of others, not for personal status. Teachers are also called to model the truths they teach. Titus chapter 2, verses 7 through 8 says, "In all things, show yourself to be a model of good works, with purity in doctrine, dignified, sound in speech, which is beyond reproach, so that the opponent will be put to shame, having nothing bad to say about us." A teacher's credibility doesn't come only from what they say, but from how they live. If the message is biblical, but the lifestyle is worldly, the teaching loses power. So let's take a moment to explore the heart of teaching discipleship. Jesus told us to make disciples, not just converts. That's the work of a teacher, to walk people from spiritual infancy to maturity. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14 rebukes believers who should have been teachers by now, but still needed milk instead of solid food. A teacher's job is to move people from milk to meat, helping them grow in understanding and maturity so that they can stand on their own and help others grow. So what is a teacher in the fivefold ministry? Well, they are called and anointed by God, not self-appointed. They are rooted in Scripture and dependent on the Holy Spirit. They speak with authority, but not from themselves, from the Word of God. They are committed to accuracy and sound doctrine. They are humble, teachable, and willing to grow. They live what they teach, and they equip others to apply God's Word, not just hear it. The teaching ministry is one of the most influential callings in the body of Christ, because it shapes how people understand God, how they live their faith, and how they discern truth from error. A true biblical teacher is more than just a communicator. They are a discipler, a protector of truth, and a guide who helps believers grow in their maturity. If you are called to teach, embrace it with the fear of the Lord, humility of heart, and diligence in study. And if you sit under a teacher, honor that gift. Receive the word eagerly and put it into practice. Tomorrow, we'll look at biblical examples of teaching, seeing how God has used teachers throughout history to strengthen his people and advance his kingdom. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries' socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awakened to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the Linktree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us tomorrow as we continue diving into God's Word together.